Today we're going to learn about a new material, come and maybe get a little bit of a scientific background or idea about what we're talking about related to a sustainable new carbon-based materials that could reshape battery technology, something called EcoFight material. And here we have Dr. Carol Hirschmugel and her colleagues happen to, discover this. Explain your connection, I guess, Doctor, with this new material and exactly what it is.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm looking forward to talking to you today about Konovate, which is a Wisconsin-based startup company with a revolutionary material for evolutionary battery solutions. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin ambassador to tell you about our exciting opportunities in Wisconsin. And I'm also delighted to tell you about our discovery and about the journey to realize this product into a solution to address challenges in the battery industry. So, to set the stage, what if you could make a sustainable, domestically supplied solution that reduces the supply chain anxiety for the battery manufacturers? For example, Konovate's EcoFight material is derived from fast-growing renewable crops, and it can partially or fully replace graphite that is currently mined and produced in China. It improves the safety and enables fast charging of our lithium-ion batteries, which is critical for EV adoption. And at the same time, it's a value-added price performer as compared to the graphite and can be seamlessly adopted by our customer, the battery manufacturer. So our material, it was discovered at the University of Wisconsin when my colleagues and I observed an unusual signature in our measurements. So we determined that this unusual signature was due to the formation of a novel material, one that is a solid form of carbon and oxygen. It's a one-to-one ratio, and it's stable at room temperature and room pressure. So now that's been patented, and since its discovery, we've scaled it 10 billion times. For example, if you take a grain of sugar, to scale it that much, you'd then end up with 10,000 pounds of sugar. That's where we are today.
And when you discovered this, how did you know what application it could possibly be used for?
Oh, it was not an obvious thing. As we were on this journey for scaling the material, we discovered that as we worked with this material, that it was electrostatic, meaning that it was like sticky, like if you think about when you're pulling your socks apart when you take them out of the dryer, there's that stickiness between the two socks. So we noticed that parameter in the materials as we were scaling it, and that gave us some insights that we could use it then for this part of the battery.
So then at this point, you're creating the material. Are you also creating the batteries or using that as incentive? And how do you get people to transition to something like this?
Oh, great question. So first of all, yep, we need to make batteries, including this material in the batteries, to demonstrate to our battery customers that this is real, works, and gives them better performance than what they use today. Now, the second question is a little bit more challenging. So in order to get the battery manufacturer interested and wanting to use this material, there's many steps that need to be taken. And one of those steps is not only for us to produce data showing that the batteries work well, but is then to also for the battery manufacturer to test this for themselves and see and validate that the data that we're showing them is data they can also produce with their processes, because they may do something slightly different with the material than what we do. So they have to incorporate this into their processes, test it, validate it. And with all that, then that leads to purchase orders.
At the moment, you're talking about this would replace graphite that's used in batteries, but there's still other things that are, you know, the different types of lithium and things used in the battery, right? This is just one component of part of the battery.
Correct. Yep. So indeed, graphite, it turns out, is the largest raw material used in the lithium-ion battery. If you take apart the battery into different piles of material, 25% of the battery is actually graphite. And so that is actually a really critical component to make sure that we have enough of that available for the battery industry. But you are absolutely right. There are other components from lithium and nickel and cobalt. So we've heard a lot about those things. So one of the alternative ways of moving forward from this is not only making lithium-ion batteries, but also moving into sodium-ion batteries, because sodium, we all know, is very prevalent. That's available in seawater. And it turns out that you can also make good quality other parts of the battery from available materials, such as iron. Allows for a sodium-ion batteries in the future to be an alternative.
Tell us just to brief you a little bit about other things that you and your colleagues are doing at Conovate, the company that kind of discovered EcoFight material.
Oh, basically, our way of moving forward, and this is really critical, is that we are capturing all of the information about how we are making our material into a huge database. And this allows us to actually use machine learning to help reduce the time it takes us to go from our starting materials into our EcoFight materials, and allows us to modify those materials much more quickly than you could do years ago. So years ago, you might have had to do 256 experiments, and today we can reduce that to 12 experiments, which is a huge improvement in how quickly we can modify our processes to come up with better materials to address the challenges that we're trying to address with our products. And those products, in the end, can be not only for batteries, but it can also be for additives. Our material is very flexible and very strong, and so it can be used as an additive in things such as concrete and the rubber soles of your shoes and the rubber in tires, et cetera. All of that is future products to be discovered and developed and so on. But EcoFight's a brand new material that has many opportunities and allows us the opportunity in the future to push forward with many different products.
Well, we wish you success with this. It's always kind of neat when there's something new on the market and as a new discovery. That's what science is all about, trying to find new ways to do things that we thought we've already figured out the best way to do it, but there's always something new on the horizon. Dr. Carol Hirschmugel joining us this morning. If people want to find out more about the company as well, what's a good place to get some details on this?
A great place to look is at our website. We are conovateinc.com, which is conovateinc.com. Please look at the website and check out what's going on.